It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Valentine's Day is this Friday. As expected, you'll see lots of candy, cards, flowers, and jewelry purchased over the next few days. Here to look at the business of Valentine's Day is contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca, welcome.
And happy early Valentine's Day, Paul. It really should be a week, not a day. A day just does not give us enough time.
And for our listeners who do not have the color radios, you are resplendent in your red outfit today.
You have to take out everything that you own that is red or pink and start wearing it today until at least Sunday.
Is that there the rule?
That is the rule. That is the rule.
I've already learned something, and I haven't even gotten to my first question
yet, which is,
when did Valentine's Day begin to become so commercialized?
So what happened was the day was originally associated with romantic love in the circle of Chaucer in the Middle Ages, when the tradition of sort of courtly love flourished. And then what happened is the commercialization started long before there was a holiday in the early 1800s.
Early 1800s?
Yeah, a full century before the establishment of the
official. Before electronic media.
Before your iPads and everything else. There was a woman named Esther Howland who first came up with the concept of a Valentine's Day card, and she used beautiful lace and fabric and paper to make the cards. I don't think she did not become the billion-dollar Hallmark queen, but she did pretty well back then.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So let's look at the numbers.
Okay. So $130 is the average that each person will spend, the estimated average, on Valentine's Day.
The average
spend, you know, dinner, meals, food, jewelry. It's the average. Some are higher and some are...
Not the guys that are courting. That can't be right.
The average, Paul.
Right,
average.
Okay. I got you.
There are 224 million roses grown for Valentine's Day in the United States. This total spend on Valentine's Day nationwide is $18 billion, and that's B with a billion, so we know that that is a lot of money. 4 billion people will spend money on diamonds, gold, and silver. So that's really good for the business of Valentine's Day. There will be 6 million marriage proposals, and 29% of all people will send a romantic text message. I love that. You know, it can be. You can put like flowers, hearts, whatever. And then there are about 151 million cards that are exchanged. And guess how many varieties of Hallmark cards are available on Valentine's Day?
No clue.
Just come on, Paul. Take a guess.
How many different kinds
of Valentine's Day cards does Hallmark
produce? How many
Hallmark
can there produce? Be? I'll say that's on Valentine's Day's on the 14th. I'll say 14.
Well, no. What they do is they actually produce, maybe that was a trick question, 1,400 different cards.
See, I just forgot the zeros.
Yeah, okay. You're right.
Interesting. Now, what are some of the big Pittsburgh Valentine's Day celebrations? Are there things that we can associate with the Steel City?
There's a couple of really great things. First of all, look for something amazing to be illuminated from the Gulf Tower Beacon on Valentine's Day. Because, as you know, the beacon shines its regular weather schemes for 5 minutes on the hour. But during the rest of those hours on Valentine's Day, look there for a treat.
This has to be a new tradition because they didn't do the makeover of the tower until just a couple of years ago.
Right. So this should be something really fun to check out. If you like to ice skate, the Schenley Park.
Maybe the Gulf Tower is in love with the Grant Building or something.
Well, no. We have some other really cool information. So now hold on. Here we go.
Right.
So Schenley Park, the ice rink is going to do a skate with your sweetie on Valentine's Day. And there's lots of salsa, dancing lessons, and mini massage, and chocolate, and pizza, and everything. So the mansion's on 5th, which, as you know, is that wonderful mansion that's been renovated and really has come alive. They're going to do a very special 5-course dinner on February 14th and 15th and some special overnight packages. And then, I love this, you can get your creativity flowing with Kiln in Time, which is a pottery studio in Lawrenceville. K-I-L-N and Time. And on Valentine's Day, studio time is half off. Whatever pottery you choose to paint, and it's a BYOB, so you can make it much more romantic.
So if you're on a tight budget, get over there.
And make some nice gifts. Right.
Honey, look what I made for you.
I think that's very nice, though. They're beautiful, actually. I've done that. It's really fun.
You have?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Let's look at some ways to celebrate that are, you know, that also make an impact on the community.
Now, these are really great. I love these, and I think it's a great way to give back. The Pittsburgh Parks has a great Valentine's Day opportunity, which is let your love grow this Valentine's Day by giving your sweetheart something that will last years to come. For about the cost of a dozen roses, you can fund planting 25 daffodils or a small native tree in the park, which which is really a great thing. The Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh Foundation presents A Sweet Gesture, A Night in Venice on the 14th. So that's great for kids after your last story, certainly. Now, this you're going to like. After Valentine's Day on the 15th, Cupid's Undie Run is making its debut in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This Valentine's Day weekend, I know, hundreds of half-naked runners are going to take to the streets in celebration of their fundraising for the Children's Tumor Foundation. So is that cool or what?
Do they screen these runners?
I have no details. We have a lot of links on your website. We're going to let our listeners kind of find out for themselves.
Okay. That should be interesting.
And there's a couple of great national things, too. If you send a bunch of flowers from Organic Bouquet, they donate 10% to charities like CARE, the Global Fund for Women, the Red Cross. And then causes.com will also donate $10 of each purchase to other national charities and parks, cancer prevention, food for people. So those are great opportunities to really contribute.
Well, all of this is wonderful, but if, Rebecca, Valentine's Day just is not for you, it's not your thing, do you have some alternative suggestions for the people? I don't know what the Bah Humbug
Valentine's Day would be. So here's a couple. This is good. Yeah. Shred your ex PJ party at a restaurant called the Library on the South Side. So what you do is you take a picture of your ex, you wear your PJs, and you get a couple free drink tickets. Now, that's pretty cool, right? I mean, we get into the – let's just keep going. If you don't have someone
I can't condone this.
If you bring your ex to Mad Max, which is fun, they will give you a box of chocolates, and I think that's kind of in a good spirit.
Okay.
My Bloody Valentine Dinner and Mixer is a zombie-themed meet and greet on the South Side Double Wide Grill on the 14th.
So Only in Pittsburgh would there be a zombie connection on Valentine's
Day. You gotta love it. So you see, we have some alternatives. But I would like to mention this, which is really special.
Please.
Okay. So the Falcons, what we have read is that the Falcons, the lovebirds, are finally moving back to the Gulf Tower after leaving it due to all the reconstruction projects. So along with Valentine's Day, I hope you see a few lovebirds flying about.
Aww.
Isn't that nice?
What a lovely note to end on.
Yeah, so we're really excited about that too. So lots of good stuff is happening. We have a lot of links on your website and you can find lots of good stuff there.
And our website is WESA.FM. Rebecca Harris is our business contributor. Thank you, Rebecca.
You're so welcome. Happy Valentine's Day.
And I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We'll see you tomorrow with another edition of Essential Pittsburgh.